Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Well, last week we started a very timely new series called Occupy Till I Come, taken from Luke chapter 19, verse 13. And why is it so timely? Well, many Christians and some believers I know, well, yes, there is a difference between Christians and believers, believe it or not. But these Christians and these believers are occupying, but they are not occupying correctly, as the Lord would have them do. So many Christians and some believers I know are doing what they want to do and not what God wants them to do. You know, we get all hung up and we get off track on doing things for God. Oh, yes, we do. But if it is in God, it does not matter what we do for God, because they are all His works. But what matters is not what we do, but how we do them. If we are in Christ, we shall receive our reward at the judgment seat of Christ. And it is not what done, but it is how it was done. How did we do all of those good works for the Lord? Did we do them for the right reasons? Our motives, were they honorable, full of integrity for the glory of God? Or did we do all of those good works done for our motives and our agenda and our plans and not God's agenda and His plans? At the judgment seat of Christ, our sins have been dealt with, you know, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, and that is why we are not at the great white throne judgment. Yeah, you can check that out in Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. But here the sinner, because they have never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, was judged not how, but what they did. In Revelation 20, 13, John writes, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and the hell delivered up the dead which were in them." Now, this is a combination of all the people on earth from the Garden of Eden to the end of the millennial reign who never ever accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And they were judged, every man. Now, notice the end of that verse, according to their works, what they did, not how they did them. But not so, my friend, at the judgment seat of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, Paul writes this, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Now, Paul was talking to the church at Corinth that everyone, every man, every woman may receive the things done in this body according to that which he hath done, whether it be, now notice, good or bad, or how they did them. Did you get that, my friend? Not what they did, but how they did them. Amen? Also, last week, we looked at two critical passages of Scripture. The first is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. And, here we see where Paul said, "For the letter or the law or the rules and the regulation, the letter killeth, but the Spirit they giveth life." More on this verse as the teaching unfolds and develops. And also we looked at Luke 19:13 through 15. Now, the whole parable is contained in Luke 19:11 through 27, but we looked at Luke, you know, in 19:13 and 15. So as a summary, it's where a certain nobleman, which I believe to be Jesus in the parable, he calls his servants and delivers to each one, each servant, those 10, received 1 pound and departed on his journey to a far country to receive for himself a kingdom or heaven and to return. And last week we established that Jesus left and he returned. Now all of that was in verse 12. Then in verse 13, Jesus or the nobleman tells his servants, "Servants, occupy till I come." Now let us open up our spirit to what the Holy Spirit would have for us today. Here we pick up on four points while occupying. Before Jesus returns from receiving the kingdom. No, I would like to take some time and look at these 4 points because they provide a great framework and a mindset of the nobleman concerning the servants, and I would say even some character about the servants. You know, if we call ourselves a Christian or even a believer, first of all, we must call ourselves a servant or a doulant. In the Greek, that word doulant is a slave. And no one wants to be a slave. You know, we want to be the chief. We want to be the boss. We want to be in charge. But that's not what the Lord has to say. The Lord wants us to be that servant. He would want us to be that doulant or that slave. In God, a slave is about the highest title one can ever expect to have if we desire to be successful in God. Let me say that again. In God, a slave is about the highest title, not a pastor or a prophet or a teacher or any of that stuff. Oh, no. But a slave, if we desire to be successful in God. In Luke 22 and verse 26, we read, here's Jesus giving direction to his disciples. But ye shall not be so, talking about the Gentiles. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is the chief, or the number one, as he that doeth serve. Wow. In the Greek it reads, he that is the greatest among you, let him be a younger in the King James, but in the Greek it's a slave. The word there is doulant, to all. Be a slave to all. My friend, greatness in God comes out of not reducing men, you know, down to their core and all those things. But greatness in God comes out of becoming a servant, not lording and ruling over people or you know, but serving people, you know. Wow. This is a tremendous lesson the church, especially in America, needs to relearn. As I said, there are 4 points I would like to look at. Or maybe there's even 4 character issues the servants have moving in their lives that we will go ahead and closely examine. Amen. Of course, I have said this many times, but I need to say this again. It is our character, our integrity, our honor, our gratitude, and et cetera, and all of those things is God's number one focus in our lives, and not our abilities or our talents or our gifts or how much money we give the church, how long we can speak in tongues, or even how much of the Bible we can cite. That all doesn't matter. What matters is, what is our integrity? How much integrity do we have? Do we do what we say when we say something? Oh no, my friend, our character is God's number one focus in our lives. Okay, so here are the 4 character points or the 4 issues that we will look at with the servants that we will discuss in the next few 4 or 5 weeks. The first point is since the nobleman trusted his servants with his money, the nobleman gave his servants his goods, his things. But, you know, there must have been a training program. The nobleman must have already trained in teaching. There was a teaching, you know, a program going on, and the servants, they must have went through that. It looks like there was a master-to-servant or a teacher-to-student relationship already established here, or the nobleman wouldn't trust the servants, in which he did. Point number 2 is the nobleman, I believe to be Jesus, did not tell the servants what to do or what not to do. The nobleman, Jesus, expected the servants to know what to do. Wow. And how to do it. And when to do it. Just like the Lord is in our life. Once we give our heart to the Lord and we start growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, well, the Father expects us to know what to do and when to do it and what to say and what not to say. Amen? Point number 3 is Jesus, the nobleman, counted and he depended on the servants to be good stewards with the money he gave to each one. Now, each pound was valued at about $15 to $17, which at that time was a lot of money. But the nobleman, Jesus, counted on each servant to be a wise trader, a good steward with the pound that he gave each servant. And point number four we will look at the job the servants had. That it was interesting to note it was not farming or building something, being a carpenter or whatever, but the increase for the nobleman, and the nobleman expected a profit. He expected a return on his investment. But, you know, the increase for the nobleman was achieved by trading. By trading. Wow. And we will look at that more in detail. And the last thing we will look at, and we will end up looking at what it means to occupy and what we should be doing, and more importantly, what we should not be doing. Often in God, we think, the good things we do for God often offset the bad things. Well, that is wrong thinking, my friend. God tells us in His Word what He expects and what the good and the bad things are, and He expects us to know the difference. Amen? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week ahead, and hope that you take this teaching to heart. And as you occupy, that you are occupying in God, doing those things that He wants you to do. More next week on Occupy Till I Come. God bless. Bye.